But I'm joined by UK correspondent Gavin Gray. Gavin, good evening to you and thank you for your time.
Hi there, Chris.
Update us on the latest on the London attacks. The details, 12 arrested, I understand, in London. What do we know about these people?
Well, arrested in Barking, which is in East London, and it followed a raid at a flat or an apartment belonging to one of the attackers. So the three attackers who were shot dead at the scene, this is one of their apartments. Now, the attackers, as I said, shot dead by eight officers who fired 50 bullets, and that's, I think, a first in London on these sorts of matters, the number of rounds that were shot. But the raids were carried out, I think, in one of the addresses. There was a controlled explosion carried out at this apartment in Barking. And according to neighbors, the attacker lived there for about 3 years, was married and had two children. Also a neighbor said that one of the attackers had become more extreme over the past 2 years, getting up during a sermon at a mosque about the importance of voting in Thursday's general election. And he shouted, "It is un-Islamic to vote," and stormed out of the mosque. Well, all these, of course, things coming in now to the police about what happened. And, of course, we know about the injury to Oliver Dowling from Christchurch, a 32-year-old. It's being reported that his French girlfriend is well being treated in hospital. I think his sister has already been writing on Facebook thanking the doctors of the University of London Hospital for their tireless efforts to help their brother out.
Very, very sad indeed. More details do suggest that obviously there was also an Australian man involved in this as well, a victim.
Yes, yes, that's what we think, an Australian man. I mean, so far the UK authorities aren't releasing any names. I think they just want to make sure that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. But the Australian press have named the Australian victim as Candice Hedge from Queensland. She was stabbed in the neck while having a drink at a bar. Apparently was taken to hospital, has not suffered life-threatening injuries, and has been talking to friends. It's thought a couple of French tourists as well were injured, we do believe that a Canadian tourist, has also been among those statistics. Plenty more still in hospital, and indeed I think five London hospitals are all involved in treating 36 of the victims, with 21 said to be in a critical condition. Now, apparently, people were just being stabbed, and some of them, if they couldn't get away, repeatedly. Other members of the public did intervene, trying to get these people away, but it's materialized. These three attackers were also wearing what appeared to be suicide bomb vests. They were actually fake, they weren't, but that might explain just a little bit, perhaps, about some of the reticence of some people going towards the actual attack. It's being reported that a Frenchman was killed by the French foreign minister. They're saying that the Frenchman was killed. Another seven French nationals injured. Four of them are among the critical. So we're not getting the list of names yet of the dead, but we are beginning to get a greater indication of, around the world, the number of people who are at the scene who have been injured.